Virgin Kalimdor announces 1 copper flights to Orgrimmar. 19th of September 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Orgrimmar Kalimdor, go on a news network reporting. Gimmick-happy budget airline Virgin Kalimdor today attempted to muscle in on the lucrative Eastern Kingdom's air routes by announcing 1 copper fares to Orish, the capital of Orgrimmar. But the airline walked face first into a polearm of controversy when leaked company documents revealed that the board of directors had mandated the racial profiling of orcs, trolls, taurens, and the undead as possible terrorist risks. Outraged orc chieftain Thrall immediately decreed an orc boycott of Virgin Kalimdor, saying that, quote, "This kind of atavistic racism should have died out back in the age of the old gods," unquote. Quote, "I have a dream that my 4 little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character," unquote, he said. Quote, "It's not easy being green," he added, casually polishing off a varnished elf skull. Virgin Kalimdor spokesman Richard Branson attempted to hose down the controversy, saying, quote, "The important point here is that Virgin has the newest, most comfortable fleet of Zeppelins in the realm. And what can 1 copper piece buy for you these days? Doesn't even go halfway towards a single slice of Dalaran Sharp," unquote. Hin Denburg, a spokesgoblin for rival airline Venture Company Airways, says that Virgin Kalimdor has, quote, "stuck its foot in its mouth and bitten it off," unquote. Quote, "Venture Co. is proud to provide world-class services to characters of all races, classes, and trade specialties," unquote, he said. Quote, "And we don't cut corners by making our undead brethren travel in the cargo hold just because they don't feel the cold. It's also worth reiterating that our Zeppelins are actually free. You'd have to be an idiot to yourself to spend even a quarter of a copper flying Virgin," unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.